This is Torah Reish Ayin Tes, Rav Nachman. Nachman says as well. Da sheyesh sha'imim Torah melamata lamala. But there are those that they say Torah from lamata lamala. V'him lamata rechava ma'od. And down here it's very wide. Shalamata marchiv and hadavar, they say very wide Torahs. Magdilin asem ha'od. And they make the Torahs very great. Ulamata ulamala hu katzar. But above, it's very thin. And as you follow the Torah up to its source in Shemayim, the source begins to get thinner and thinner and thinner. Achalamala mala, until you get to the very high place of where the Torah comes from, hu katzar ma'od ma'od. There's not very much doing there. Kilamala le'nisham yimena klum. The root from where this Torah comes from is very shvach. Rak ma'at ma'at. Givavada yesha mezenitzas akadosh. There's certainly something there from which the person who's darshaning is giving the Torah from. But that place upstairs from where he's taking the Torah from is a very tiny spark. Avayash lehafach. And then there are those. Sha'imim Torah milamalu lamata. That they say Torah from lamala lamata. The sham lamala hi rechava ma'id ma'id. And from where they take the Torah from, the Torah there is very, very great, very wide. The chomashi yoredes lamata, just as the Torah comes down in the heshtalshalas into this world, miskatzeres v'yoredes. It becomes thinner and smaller as it comes down. Ad shalamata. So when it comes down here, hu ktsara ma'od. Hirak ma'at ma'at lamata. Aval lamala hi rechava ma'od. And above there, it's very high. What we see right away from Rav Nachman is that we can never judge a Torah by how much a person says or how little he says. Now, there were tzaddikim that it wasn't their derech to say Torah at all. There's some tzaddikim that their midah was shtika. And it doesn't say anything about who they were, about the Torahs which they understood. Just darach and tzaddikim. But there are people that they can say many, many things, and they can darshan for an hour, two or three. And people could say, ooh, ooh, ooh. And really, they're not saying very much at all. Just because they're talking for 3 hours doesn't mean that they're saying very much, and that from what they're taking is very great from where they're taking it from. And you have some people that they can speak for just a few minutes and they say a lot. They do a lot in just a few words, in just a few sentences. The makatzer, but from where they take it from, it's very, very wide. Rav Nachman was, of course, referring to his own tires. That, you know, some of these ma'amarim are very, very short. What Nachman was hinting to was like, where I'm taking these Torahs from very, very great places. You can have 5 sentences for Rav Nachman. If somebody would just start to be mazgin him a little bit, he can write pages and pages and pages out inside. My Rebbe once commented. He said, that what he says in 5 minutes, somebody else gives a share and says in an hour. It's true. Every sentence by my Rebbe, it's a movement forward. There's no repetition. It's like he's developing an idea. It's like a Gemara share. You know, you're moving towards a goal. Moving towards somewhere. Developing a thought. It's what he says in 5 minutes, other people say in an hour. It's true. And the difference is, just before we move weiter, the difference between a Torah, which is very great in Shemayim, which is Bekitzur down here, versus somebody who says a lot down here, but what they're getting from up there is very small. But there's two types of learning Torah. It's a Torah where a person toils down here and he comes out with the Torah to say. And then there's a Torah which is a Gilui. The person has a Gilui Min HaShemai. It's a revelation. There's a revelation that a tzaddik has, that he's able to see something. And then he has to find a way to bring it into this world. To be with something, so that people can have something to be typhus from that Torah. And he has to go through the hishtalshalas of like taking what he sees up there, that Gilui, it's a great Gilui. And then to bring it down. So there's a milamata lamala, and there's milamala lamata. The real way to learn Torah is gal, slash and gilui. Gal einai viabita niflois mitayasa. To have giluim in Torah. And then to bring it down. The Shinova Rebbe, Divi Yechezko. He touches the pasuk like this. It says in Parsha Shoftim, next week's Parsha. I think it's in Shoftim. It's one of these Parshas. The pasuk says, "V'derashta, v'sho'alta, v'derashta, v'chakarta." Something along those lines. Hey, Teif. V'hinei emes nochon hadavar. So he says, "Sho'alta, you asked about it." Shoftim. He says, "You asked about it, and it was good." The Rashta, you darshened it, and it's a good var. The Chakarta, you go through all the Chakiras, v'hine emes nochan adavar. Right? You went through all the Yagiyas in Torah, and it's emes v'nachon. And you say, Mama, you have a good Torah. Nochan adavar. And then the Pasuk goes on to say, Nesa ha-toyva ha-zos v'yisra. This is the greatest toyva that there is. Why? Because Torah is supposed to be a gilui. So that's not called Torah. So if you have to go through all the Sha'alta and the Darashta and the Chakiras, and you think you have something really good, so that's a To'eva Shal Torah. That's not Shpitz Torah. That's not really Torah is supposed to be. Torah is supposed to be a Gili Min HaShemai. The Sharf of art, right? It doesn't mean that everything which we say is Ta'eva. It just means to say that Torah is supposed to be as a Gila. One of the reasons what he was referring to is because if a person goes to be a Gila, it's very shy, he can have Gaiva from that. As the positive, To'eva Hashem Kol Gavaliv. Because if you go through the motions of the Drisha, the She'ela, and the Chakira, mamash feel like it's yours. Mamash feel like it's yours. And so there's a bissel of gaiva usually going to be in that type of a Torah. Because you know that you went through a Yagiyah, you're Amal and Torah, and I have a Torah, that's your Torah. Whereas a person who works his Iker Amelus and his Yagiyah is in his Anivus, and his Hachna, and his Emunah, and his Bittul Takadosh Baruch Hu, that type of a person, he's Zeichet Hagili in Torah. That was the Torah that Moshe going to learn. Moshe learned Gilui is a Torah. Giluyim Shal Torah. That's Torah Misina. Torah Misina means a Gilui Shal Torah. And that's what we want that our Torah should replicate. It should replicate the way Torah was given. Ki Misina Sin Misina, a Gilui Shal Torah. Gilui Shal Torah. That says, as Moshe kibbutz Torah Misina. Like Sinai is Gematria Nova. Moshe was on the Mikolada. The Torah, which a person learns at Sinai, it's a galinai v'abita niflois v'taisa. It's a gilui that Hashem gives to an anav, a person who's an anav Mikolada like Moshe. It's a different type of a Torah altogether. That type of a Torah is rochav milamala, v'katzim milamata. It's a gilui. It happens to be that Har Sinai is also called Har Chorev. Chariv is the osios rachav. It's a harchav shal Torah. If a person's feet are standing on har chariv, he's zechet hagilu shal Torah, which is rachavim lemalamala v'katzim lemalamata. And the way that a person is zechet to that is through his hachna. The more that a person makes himself into an avod, the more that he's machmir himself, and he has the bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he realizes that his Torah comes min hashamayim, so he's takas zechet the Torah. He's zechet to hear the call. And Har Sinai, the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's echad to that call. As a person, and this is what the Shin of Rav is referring to, is that the reason why it's a Toeva, it's Zis, it's very good. But there's a Toeva Hashem called Valei, which comes to usually a person who has to learn Torah that way. Because it's my, I did it. So let's continue. The hisairus milamata, which we do, to be a gilui shal Torah. the Rechava Milamala, to Ma'ir that. It needs to be a Bechin of Katzar. The Bechina is V'diber Pi Batzali, David HaMelech says. That when I spoke in a Tzara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachman says, this is the Bechin of a Shofar. Because the Tzur of a Shofar is, Sheharachav Hu Milamala, V'haKatzar Hu Lamata. Eitzel HaPeh. The way that the Shofar is, that you hold it up in a way where the part which is Rachav is up, and the part which is very thin, which is narrow, is by your mouth. So when David HaMelech says that I was mispalo to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I called to you b'shas tzara, right, that means that it was a b'chin of shofar. Because if David HaMelech was calling at a time of tzara, that means that his mouth is at the narrow part of the shofar. So David's tefillos are a b'chin of shofar. Hainu shi hatzad hatzar v'hakatzar elai, the narrow part is by me, itzel pi, next to my mouth. That's called b'chin of shofar. As we find by David HaMelech, b'chol tefillosav, shahashchala hayah min ha-meitzar v'ha-deichak, shahayatzar l'ma'oid, it was very deichak for him. K'goin machmas shalaf alalav tzaras afshalom, tzaras nova, v'chadem, whatever the cause David's tzaras was. He was a b'chin of shayfar, v'achar kach ba ba'usa tefillah, but through those tefillahs, he was zeichat of Ruach HaKadosh. That's the gilu shaltaya, that Ruach HaKadosh. Gilu shaltaya.
Yeah, like a father's mom, unbelievable. Down here,
yeah. So what David was zeichet to from these tefillos, mitach tzara, he was zeichet to mamash amuli Ruach HaKadosh, and all the tehillim which was invested in him, which he said Ruach HaKadosh, was because he opened up his mouth mitach tzara, and if he said a word of tefillah mitach tzara, batzarli, Hashem opened up the channels, and he was zeichet to the rest of tehillim, which is gevaldik tyrus. Tehillim is tyrus, and whatever other tyrus David was zeichet to, which you don't even know about, but he was zeichet to that divine inspiration, to that Ruach HaKadosh. Because he was mitzpalim mitach tzara, and that's why he was zeicher, and that's called the bechina of shofar. When a yid is mitzpalim mitach tzara, he's zeicher to Ruach HaKadosh, to giluyim shel Torah. Emes is that this is a remes to the whole inyan of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, and Sukkot. One of the psukim which we say before at the Kiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is Min ha-meitzar karasi ka anani b'me'achav ka. That a person has to blow Min ha-meitzar from the narrow part, and he's zeichet to, and that's called karasi ka, it's called the tefillah. And then anani b'me'achav ka. Hashem answers with a me'achav. The blow from the meitzar and you zeichet to rachav. And the emes is, the whole inyan of the shofar is that the shofar comes on the heels of the Meha Mitzarim, of the days of Mitzarim, where a person is mamish in a Meitzar. Meha Mitzarim means Meitzar. And after that we have the Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 weeks of Nechama. And the shofar comes, it follows the Yemei HaNechama. Because in truth, this idea of Min HaMeitzar Karasi Ka, and the blowing of the shofar, Anani B'merchav Ka, it's all a hemshech of the Yemei HaMitzar, and the Nechama of the Yemei HaMitzar. Okay, I remember correctly, I'm just checking my notes. Anani b'merchav ka, right? Is gematria yibein hamitzar. Yibein hamitzar. Anani b'merchav ka. So part of the nechama is the shofar itself. Nachamu nachami ami yoimar is gematria shofar. Tadavav. and with the kailam. The shofar is a chelik of the nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. The reason why the shofar is a nechama is because we're zeichet to give out the things because of the shofar. That the karasika, which we do in the Meha Mitzrayim, all the tefillos and the tzaakos which we cry during the Meha Mitzrayim, from that we're zeichet to the karasika of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Kol shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a hamshacha, or is made from, we're zeichet to it, from the karasika which we did in the Meha Mitzrayim. It's part of the Nechama. But Hashem doesn't say that all those cries go for nothing. All those cries during the Meha Mitzrayim, that's what makes the Kol Shofar. That's a collection of all the collective cries of Knesset Yisrael during the Meha Mitzrayim. That's what the Kol Shofar is made from. That's what we say. As we say, Rav Nachman quotes the pasuk, "V'diber pi batzarli, batzarli." So batzar is beiz tzar. Two times tzar is gematria shofar. But the shofar comes from beiz tzar. If a person's in a tzara or a double tzara, beiz tzar, he's zeichet to the shofar. If he makes a kriya, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the word katzar, katzar milamata, katzar. Yeah. The bechina of kuf tzar. Kuf tzar. Right. Tzar is the shofar, it's tzar milamata. And from there you blow how many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? 100, kuf. That's what it means, katzar milamata. Right. Katzar means that from the place where the peh is tzar, you blow kuf tkiyos, and that's called kotzar. Kuf tzar. The remnant says 100 kiyos that a person blows from the makam ha-kotzar. That he takes tzar, he takes his tzara, and he blows kuf kolos. And from that kotzar milamata, he zeichet to ha-rachava milamata. Now when that happens, when a person blows these kuf tkiyos, at a Shas Tzar, which is the Bechin of Shofar, he's zeichet to an Anani by Merchav Kar. He's zeichet to Rechava. What that means is that the idea of the Shofar is that when a person blows the Tkios Milamata, the Ktzara, the idea is to be zeichet to the Gilui Shel Tzara, which is Rechava Milamala. The idea is to call down the Rechava Shel Tzara, which is in Shemaim, to bring it down into this world. That's the idea. And for that reason, we find by Har Sinai, we find that there's a shofar on Har Sinai. It says that Hashem blew a shofar on Har Sinai. It's a kol gadol v'lo yasaf. That call does not stop. Which means to say that the shofar which is blown on Shavuot, which is the shofar shel Yovel, it continues to be sounded and never stops. And therefore, even the shofar which we blew on Rosh Hashanah is a hamshach of the shofar which we blew on Shavuot. And that means it's a hamshach of Kabbalah Satayra. That the idea of Rosh Hashanah is that it's mamshech the call of Kabbalah Satayra on Shavuos to be mamshech more Tayras into the world. And that takes place on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magale the Rechava Shel Tayra Milamala. Because on Yom Kippur you blow what the Torah calls a Yovel. Right? Yom Kippur. During the Yovel year, that's when you blow the Shofar Shel Yovel, which is the 50th year, which is Keneged, of course, the 50th day, which is Shavuot. Because Yom Kippur is also a day, which we spoke about last week in the Torah of Nachman, the River of Tears, Rivers of Torah. Yom Kippur is also a day of Kabbalah Satayra. Whereas Shavuot is a day of Luchos Rishonos, Yom Kippur is a day of Luchos Shnios, but it's a day of Gilui Shel Torah. That's a Hamshacha from the Yovel of Shavuot. That's the Kol Shofar, which is sounded in Yom Kippur. It's a Hamshacha of the Rechava Shel Torah Milamad Olamad. So Anani B'Merchav Ka means that Sukkot is the beginning of the Anani B'Merchav Ka. The bringing down, the Gilu Shel Taira, a new Gilu Shel Taira called Luchos Shnios. The Hamshachas of the Kol Shofar from Shavuot, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, is all just a Hamshach of Kabbalah Satayra. all part of the Ananya B'Merchavka. And in truth, there's a Hamshacha from that which carries into Sukkos. Sukkos is a Zman, as I mentioned before, that Yonas and Benazil says on the Pasuk of Shafta Mayim Besasam Yimayne HaYeshua, that this Mayne HaYeshua is a reference to so this Hatar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Megala L'Asalabai. And of course, it's a reference to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, of which Chazal said that they were zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What Ruach HaKodesh? What were they zeichet to at that time? The people who were zeichet to Giluyim Shel Torah. Giluy Shel Torah. And where did that come from? Ushaft and Mayim B'Sasam Men HaYeshua. As we said before, it comes from the tears which they cried by the Tisha B'Av. But particularly it comes from the Shofar which they blew on Rosh Hashanah. But I mean, a Meitzah Karasika, the Zeichet to that Anani B'merchavta, to the Gilu Shatera, that the Chava L'mala comes down L'mata, that's Mekreich the Shofar which was blown on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Ruach HaKadosh. And that's exactly what Nachum means at the end of the Shtickle. Where he says that the fact that David HaMelech, that he was Mispalo Mitech Tzara, he came to Ruach HaKodesh after that. Because Chazal say, why is Sukkah called Sukkah? So Pinchas Karzer says, and other tzaddikim, Sukkah is from a lashon of, when it says by Sarah, she was called Yiska. Why was she called Yiska, which is a lashon Sukkah? Seichim v'Ruach HaKodesh. Because she was Zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. So the whole Indian of Sukkah is to be Zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what Nachman here is saying. That because David HaMelech Davin Mitaych Tzarah, he was Zecha right afterwards to be Zecha to a whole Torah of Shem Ruach HaKodesh. That's Mamish the Seder of Rosh Hashanah to Sukkos. That blowing the shofar Mitoich Tzara from that place of Tzar on Rosh Hashanah, a person is Zecha to Sukkah. What's Sukkah? Zecha in Ruach HaKodesh. That's Mamish the Seder of David HaMelech. That every day, David HaMelech Tfilah Mitoich Tzara, that he was Zecha to Ruach HaKodesh, is what we go through every single year. That we stand in a Tzara on Rosh Hashanah, we don't know what the din is going to be. It's this man of din. Are we going to live or are we going to die? So we blow a shofar. And from that shofar that we blow, mitech tzara, that tefillah, that call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately was zeicha afterwards. So that rechava shel Torah and Sukkos, seich and Ruach HaKadosh gibuyim shel Torah. That's why it's called b'merchav ka. Right? Ka is also particular to this. Why is it called min hametza karasika? Why is that the bechina of Rosh Hashanah min hametza karasika? Chazal tell us that Rosh Hashanah is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. With which letters did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Yud and Hey. Yud and Hey. And from the Min HaMetzah Karasika, from the Yud Hey that we blow on Shofar Rosh Hashanah to recreate the world through that Yud Kei which we blow on Rosh Hashanah, Anani B'merchavka, when does Hashem answer us? On Sukkos. What day of the month is Sukkos? 15th, Ka. That's Anani B'merchav Ka. So by blowing Ka on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Hischashas Ha'olam with the Oisiyos Yud Kei, so we're Zeichet Anani B'merchav Ka, what day? Ka Tishrei. That's Anani B'merchav Ka. That's we're Zeichet to the Harchava, to the Rechava Milamala. We bring it down the Mata through the Shofar, that's all in the Shofar. I find a very interesting thing. If you go to the beginning of Yoshua, go to the beginning of Yoshua, and we take a look at the first battle that we didn't have to fight in the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, we come to the city of Yericho. And in the city of Yericho, we know that Yeshua sent spies. They were taken there by Rachav Hazona. And she lived in the Chayma. She lived in the wall of the city. And because of the taiva that she did, that she saved these two spies, they give a haftacha that when the city goes down, she's going to be safe. She's going to be safe. And Yeshua says, nobody's allowed to touch the spoils of the city. And what ends up happening is that there's a man called Achan that he takes from the spoils, and he dies. He's burned together with the rest of the spoils, the whole mice. The whole mice. it says that when they came to Yericho, it was Sogur and Misugeris. They had no way of getting in. Ein ish, ein yotze ve'ein ba. There was no way to get in, there was no way to get out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an Eitzah, that they would, the Kohanim would go around with the shofars around the city, walk around the city, together with the Aron Bis Hashem. And then they would blow the shofars, and then the walls would come crashing down, and they'd be able to conquer Yericho. This whole Seder here, which took place, is the Bechina of Mehameitza Karasika and Anibar Mecha. Yeshua comes to the city, and he has to take it down, and he needs to take Rachav out of the walls. But the city's enclosed. It's a Mem Stuma. The Ois, which is considered to be Sogor Misugeres, is a Mem Stuma. It's a closed mem, it's an endomem. Yeshua is dealing with an endomem. And it says his name is Yeshua. Yeshua is the Osios Ka Sha'a. Sha'a means like to call out. Yeah? Like Sha'a, yeah, means to call. To call out. Shin Ayin. Like Sha'ava. It's a Lashon of Sha'ava. Sha'av Ka. That's the Osios Yeshua. Sha'av, like he called out, Ka. That's Yeshua. It's Bechid of Min HaMeitzai Karasi Ka. And what happens? There's a Chayma Sogur Misugeres. Yeah? That's the Ois Mem, which is an endomem, which is a closed mem. The Choma, the walls of Yericho, represent the Chayma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's upset at us, that we did a various during this year. And he says, you can't come into the city, you can't come into Eretz Yisrael. You can't be zeichet to Yericho, which is the Indian of Yericho b'Yiras Hashem, to be zeichet to Yiras Hashem. I can't give Yiras Hashem, because there's walls, there's chemas, which is surrounding Yericho, which is the Riach Nichayach, which is the Yericho b'Yiras Hashem, that you can't come in here. You can't come in. So what's the Eitzah? You blow the shofar. It's the Bechina Rosh Hashanah. And HaMeitzah Karasika. And by blowing the shofar, they were able to bring down the chema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the chema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to go out. They were able to enter into the city, Bizoichim. And what comes out of that city? What comes out of the walls themselves? What comes out of this choma? Who lived in the choma? Rachav. Rachav is a merchav. In need of Rachav. And you open up that mem, the mem stuma, and it becomes a mem, regular mem, that's merchav. It's merchav. Anani ba merchavka. That the Rachav, which is in the mem, which is in the wall, you open up that mem, and that becomes Bamer Chavka. That Yeshua, who is Sha'av Ka, that he called, Min HaMeitzah Karasi Ka, right? Against the Chema on Rosh Hashanah. He was Zeichet to Anani Bamer Chavka. He was Zeichet to her. And they married each other, took her as a wife. Yeshua was Zeichet to Tyre. That's why it says immediately after that, it says, Vayolan Yehoshua Be'emek. It says that he slept in the Emek. Chazal say in the beginning of Megillah, he was lawn ba'aymka shal halacha, in the aymek of halacha. But immediately after that war, we find the chidushei Torah by Yeshua, that he was lawn ba'aymek shal halacha. Right? The aymek is a reference to the aymek adin, the aymek habacha, the meitzah that we're overcoming, that we're walking through during these past days. That's called the aymek habacha. The aymek adin. From the aymek adin, he was zeichet to giluyim shal Torah. That's why aymek is gematria rachav. That from that aymek, he was zechet to the Rechava Shal Torah. In a place by Yolan, which is, he cried. It was like a place of tears. From there, he was zechet to the Rechava. There was tears. And he was zechet to the Torah. All because of the Shaifa, that they blew Shaifa. They blew Shaifa. That's what the Pasuk says. Vayotziu es Rechav. They took out Rechav. Ves Avia, Ves Ima, Ves Acheha, Ves Kol Asher Lo. And everything which belonged to her. Kol Asher Lo is Gematria Shaifa. Everything which belonged to her, they took out of the city because of the koyach of the shofar. And it says after that, hotziu vayanichu michutz lamachane Yisrael. And they took it and they placed it michutz le'ir. Vayanichu is also a lashon of nechama. That's the nechama of the shofar. But the nechama of the shofar is that after going through the emek habacha, The Shofar, which is the chelik of the Nachamu Nachamu Ami, were zeche to the Rechava Shel Torah and Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Givuyim Shel Torah mitoch Ruach HaKadosh. That's in the Vayanichum. Yanichum is a lashon of Rechava. And it says, if you take a look at the pasuk, it says, V'toku b'shofaros, and they blew the shofaros. V'arum bris Hashem hoylech achareihem, and the arum bris Hashem followed them. V'hama'asif hoylech achari ha'arum, and those who were being ma'asif were walking behind the arum, haloch v'takoa b'shofaros, also blowing the shofaros. You see here a reference to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. This whole Seder was an Indian, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot. V'taku b'shoifros, it's Rosh Hashanah. V'arun bris Hashem hoylech achareihem, that's Yom Kippur. V'arun bris Hashem, the whole Indian of the Sinai v'liflim. You go into the Arun, which is the Makom of Torah, which is where Torah emanates from. And then after that, v'hama'asif hoylech achari ha'arun. Who's the ma'asif? That's Sukkot, Chag Ha'asif. It's hoylech achari ha'arun, after Yom Kippur. Which is the Inyan of Aaron, which is the Or Nun of Shavuos, the Giluyim Shel Torah of Shavuos. Rezechetu from the Seder of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. The Hamshacha of the Shofar, the Kol God of Eliyasaf, which never ends on Shavuos. And immediately after that, what does it say? It says, V'ha'ir Sarfu Ba'esh, that they went to Yericho and they burned down the city. Why Sarfu? Because Sarfu was the Osios Shofar. At the year that they conquered the city with the Koyach of Shofar, which is in the Rosh Hashanah, Min HaMetzach HaRasika, and from that Shofar there was a Sarfu Eish. They burnt it up with the Eish HaTayr.
So that's like that in the you spoke about one Purim at the Kodesh HaGadashim. In that place was the place of the biggest symptom, or the place of the biggest tsar.
Right.
So right after you go to the from to the place of the biggest tsar, then you go to the asifa from Sukkot.
Yep. That's what it says about Yeshua. Vayhi Hashem es Yeshua. Vayhi Shamo b'chol ha'aretz. Shamo was the b'chin of Shmiyas Shofar. His name was. Everybody heard about Yeshua. It was b'chin of Shofar. B'chin of Shofar, the whole thing. This is the Indian which we say, Beroiges Rachem Tizkar. Beroiges Rachem Tizkar. This Roigev is the Chayma, is the Chayma. But in the Roigez there's a Rachem. So Roigez is Gematria Rachav. It's able to find the Rachav, the Nakud of Harchava within the Roigez. Beroiges Rachem Tizkar. It's in the Tizkar, is in of Zechir of Rosh Hashanah. The Yom HaZikaron. That the Shofar has the ability to look at the Roiges and to find the Rochav, which is inside that Roiges. Inside that Chema. Inside the Chema, you're going to find the Rochav itself. It's interesting that immediately after that, it says that Achan, by Yimalu, B'nai Yisrael, that they were Moyal, that they were told not to take from the spoils of Yericho. And it says, Mo'al B'cheirim. They were Moyal in the Cheirim. Right? And Yeshua got very upset. There was a Kilkel. In this Indian of Bamerchavka, that's why Bacherem is the Osios Merchav, but flipped around. It says Vayimalu Bacherem. That this Indian of Merchav that they were Zechetu, the fact that Achan took from the spoils, he was Mahapich Merchav into Bacherem. It was Moyal Bacherem. The Me'ila and the Merchav is called Bacherem. Therefore, the Indian is that it's all Hamshacha of the Nechama. It's all Hamshacha of the Nechama. The Shofar is a chelik of the Nechama. And the Kapar Yom Kippur is a chelik of the Nechama. More importantly, the Giluyim of Seudas HaTayim, which was Zeichet and Sukkot, it's all part of the Nechama. And that's what Chazal say when they say, it says, anybody who's Mishtatev B'tzara Shel HaTzibur, or Bitsara Shay Yushalaim, Zaikh Liras Banechamasa Shay Yushalaim. The whole Indian of Sukkot is the whole Indian of is Sukkas Davin Hanafalas. For Indian of Bisa Mikdash, Hapuri Sukkas Shalom Aliva Al Kalama Yisav Al Yushalayim, is Indian of Binyan Yushalayim. That's what Yom Kippur and Sukkas is. Binyan Bisa Mikdash, Binyan of Sukkah. But the two are connected. It's only anybody who's Mishtatish Bitsara Shal Yushalayim. Gavilas Yushalayim, which means the person who has a kesher to the Imak Abacha of the days of Miyam Mitzrayim, the Zeichet to the Nechama of Yerushalayim, which is what Yom Kippur is, which is Sukkah is. It's all part of the Nechama of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim without the Yud, which is what it's spelled sometimes, yeah? It's Gematria Shofar without the Vav, 580. It's in Gematria. Shofar has a way of binyan Yerushalayim. Binyan Yerushalayim comes from Karech the Shofar. Salah Hamshacha the Imek Abacha. Zeichet from that Imek Abacha to the Rechava Shofar. Imek Gematria Rechav. To find the Rechav within that Chema. To open up the Mem Stuma, to be Zeichet to the Mem Psucha, which is the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippurim. Mem Yoim. To be Zeichet to that. Hashem should give us Givuyim Shel Torah. Ovel is Gematria Gal. And from the Avelis, the Zechet of Yiluyim Shalteva, the Gal in Egabit in the first with Arasecha, that the same Inayim of Tamaz Anav, of Eini Yordamayim, is a Naim Shal Avelis, the Zechet to a Gal in Egabit in the first with Arasecha. The Zechet in the first of Taira, the great days ahead of us, Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sukkot, the Zechet to Taira, Milamala, Lamata, the Gilim Shalteva, to the Chavah Shalteva, Emes to be zeichet to the shaft of my misas and my yeshua, to be zeichet to the taras of Mashiach, may have been in Amen.